It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is not acne in any way, shape, or
Jameis
form.
Jameis needs to get out there.
You
and do
have
it.
100% okay. Put down the foundation for what Jameis needs to do for the rest of the season. Unlike what you were saying about Nick Chubb, you've actually made sense. So you're halfway home.
Thank you.
You're halfway home.
Thank you, Pimple Boy. How about you?
I'm going to give you this one, and I do think...
I got to look for Menigan. You like that?
I do think it's a... I don't even know if it's a business decision. It's a life decision.
Okay.
I mean, if Denzel takes another one to the head, he's got to figure out what he wants to do. And that's... I don't... Would you call it a bit... I'm making a life decision here. And if Denzel says...
Let's call it business, because that... As terms being thrown around when it really shouldn't be,
all right.
By Jedrick.
All right. Well, this is—it's a business decision that I don't think anybody will argue with. I've seen too many guys that I grew up, you know, watching and idolizing as a kid, and to see these guys now at alumni events or not to see them at all, I just like, you know, he's got to do what's right. He's got to do what's right by his family. So I think every time he gets checked out. And I know every concussion is different, and I know that once you get one concussion, it becomes easier to get another concussion. And I do know they've made some pretty drastic, at least it looks like coming up down the road, that they've made some significant discoveries on how to treat injuries, but we still don't know the long, long-term effects of all that stuff. But I just think every time he gets touched in the head, it's a decision he has to make every time he walks on the field.
You, because of your hockey coaching,
yeah,
know a lot about concussions.
Well, I just read.
To take stuff. You've had to read stuff. I'm giving you credit here. You know a lot about this.
Yeah, I'm going to say, but I'm no different than any other coach that has to go through the Ohio High School Athletic Association protocol.
Well, you know more about it than I do.
Well, I talk to a lot of people. Plus,
doesn't say much.
That's true. But you know, we've dealt with concussions in my family too, so that's why.
You know a lot about this. The thing I would think is a torment to Denzel. He's only 27 years old.
I know.
And as a football player and a good one, I would think he thinks, hey, man, I'm good to play till I'm 32, 33 years old.
Right.
As a corner. You know, I mean, that job is so based on your physical abilities, you know, to run at a high rate of speed and to jump and everything else. You know, I don't know. There aren't too many 38-year-old corners playing in the NFL. But I would think he's thinking, man, I'm good till I'm 32. I got 4 or 5 years.
Agree.
If you've played football your whole life and you've had your heart set on a 5-year career and your body seems to be fine to you and your head seems to be fine, that's a big decision he has to make if he gets dinged up again.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right. Cool Ray is in Bedford. Cool Ray.
Hello, Mr. Ray.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy day after Veterans Day.
Oh, and to you too.
And we appreciate the veterans. Thank you, folks.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So here's my thing about these concussions and this business decision thing. With the Browns, I think when it comes to Denzel Ward, I think what they should start doing is, I don't know if they do it or not, is you know how in the combines they always got that, like, that imposed, made-up figure running the 40 behind the real guy running the 40. Like, after so many concussions, I think they need to start showing these guys that this is how fast you was running prior to concussions, and these are your movements now with that imposed. So maybe we
They already do that. Like, everybody takes a baseline test. So they look at their baseline test when they start, and then that's one of the things they use. I don't know if they do video or not. Maybe they do. It's all reaction time to things you can say. I did a concussion test at the clinic when they had this machine that came out probably 15 years ago, and it was crazy. You walked out into a room that kind of looked like it was like a tiny version of an IMAX room, okay? And you walk in and there's a circle in the middle of the room and you're hooked up to all this equipment. And then you walk out there on a plank They retract the plank back to the beginning of the room, so now you're standing on essentially a disc. And what happens is you're walking down a road or running down a road, and it's all 3D in front of you, and you're trying to catch these birds that are coming at you with your hands. It was one of the craziest stories I've ever had to do, but that they can tell your reaction time on things on that, because I've had concussions in my life. I don't know if you've ever listened to me talk before, but clearly they come through. Jeff understands that better than anybody else. But the test was just—it was insane.
Sounds like an LSD trip the Beatles wrote a song about.
But it's pretty ingenious the way they did it, and that's how they baseline test you. And then after you think you have a concussion, they go back and watch your reaction times to what you did. I don't know if they're still doing it. It was one of the coolest stories I've ever done when I was still doing it on TV, and it was just like, it was insane. It was insane.
Because what I would like for my team to do is start investing in, like, Denzel Ward. Like, if he's a great, like, I agree with you. I would love.
Oh, Corey, we lost you.
Ask for a contract extension. But at the same time, though, if we got players that we feel can be start coming up through the ranks, because we've never done that. Even with Joe Thomas or Bernie Kosar, we've never put them in position to where they can work their way up through this organization to where they can be maybe coaches or GMs. Like, that's what they need to start doing with some of our great players, you know, because it is a business. And, if a player is telling someone, listen, I'm not at the peak performance to protect my quarterback or to protect the running back or do what I got to get done, I need to take a day off or a week off. I would rather have that than somebody didn't, because we know, we hear the stories about, this guy, he's just a bum or he a bust, and come to find out he was dealing with an injury at the end of the year. So organizations do all this. It's a business when it benefits them. So why not?
Cool, Ray. Thank you very much. Why not is right. Gary is in Shaker Heights. Gary, yeah. Welcome.
Hey, Gary.
Yeah, hey. Well, I got a young Denzel, you know, and I hope that y'all hear me out. Denzel is not, he's hurting the team, not only himself. 2 weeks ago, I don't know if you guys pay attention to the game in depth. It was a play on the sideline where Denzel didn't want none of that action. You know, it's certain plays, he don't want no drama. He don't want to get contact. So he's hurting the team. And not only that, he could be killing himself. You have to make a deal and get Denzel off that field. That's number one. Number two, I have to say, I've been disagreeing with Jeff a whole lot. We need to make changes at down at y'all radio station too. Goodbye.
Thank you, Gary. They make business decisions all the time.
WKRK.
It's the beauty of disagreement, Gary. That's you know. If we came out here and said everything that you agreed with, I'd be doing what you do for a living. And now you wouldn't be doing what I do for a living.
Was that a cold burn?
You bet it was.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
You bet it was.
He didn't say who the changes were. He didn't say you or me.
He said he's been disagreeing with me like crazy.
Yeah, but that makes it interactive. It makes it
That's
fun.
That's exactly the point.
I'm a little confused.
You know, my guess is I know a little bit more about sports than Gary.
Oh!
Doesn't mean that... doesn't mean he needs to listen, but that's okay.
You tell him, Jeff Phelps.
Well, no, it's all right. That's what this gig's all about.
That's true.
You know. Right?
Right. No, I'm with you. Same team, man.
You know what I want?
Well, last time I checked, the marquee said Baskin and Phelps.
Same. You know what I want?
Yeah.
Is there a marquee?
Yeah, I just made it up.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want NFL Rapid Fire. Break. NFL Rapid Fire. I was just going to say what I wanted. Dan talked right over me. NFL Rapid Fire. And I want it next on Baskin and Phelps. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.